All right, the Tea Party's won last week, but should advocates of limited government really be rejoicing? Let's just say my next guest is a little skeptical about this. Reason Magazine senior editor Michael Moynihan says history is not on our side. Michael, welcome to Freedom Watch.
Thanks for having me, Judge.
Michael, we are both libertarians. We both have friends and colleagues who were elected on Tuesday. Should we not be celebrating the outcome of this election?
You know, look, I mean, a limited amount of celebration for is fine. I mean, there are some things we can look forward to. I mean, Mitch McConnell saying that he's going to eliminate earmarks. But the skepticism comes in here. Earmarks are a very, very small percentage of the overall budget. It's going to make a tiny, tiny impact on spending. But if you look at the GOP pledge, as a recent columnist, Véronique de Rougy, who's also an economist at George Mason University, she looks at this and what is exempted from this great new plan the GOP has to cut spending? Well, it's entitlements and defense. And you and I both know that that's where most of the spending is.
All right. You wrote a recent piece, Michael, that got my attention and the attention of a lot of us here at Fox. You make three points. We are on the fast track to the poorhouse. The Republicans will never reduce the warfare state. Stated differently, they will never cut the Pentagon's budget. And the only people worse than liberals to our freedom are social conservatives. Make those points for us. What did you mean by that?
Well, let's start with defense spending. I mean, I would clarify that Republicans are terrible on defense spending, but they're just slightly worse than Democrats. There is, whether it's Lockheed Martin's in your district or, you have a jingoist foreign policy and you have to build up the defense state. I mean, that's not going anywhere. It has never gone anywhere. And that's an enormous amount of spending. So do we expect that to be cut? No.
Will John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and all these new even Tea Party people in the Congress reduce Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security? I mean, libertarians like you and I believe that it's unconstitutional and Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, which if you and I had perpetrated it, we'd go to jail.
It's true. And unfortunately, John Boehner, who incidentally voted for TARP, Tea Party people tend to forget this when they're celebrating his ascension becoming speaker, is that there is no indication that he's ever cared about this stuff in the past. There's no indication that they're going to care about it in the future. And in the Pledge to America, there's no mention of it. I mean, that's the biggest point, is that I'm skeptical of the future because the Republicans have done this in 1994, but there's no previous evidence of them doing this, but there's no indication that they want to do it. They haven't said they're going to do it.
If they're not going to cut defense spending, if they're not going to cut entitlements, if they from time to time will continue to assault the Constitution, whether it's civil liberties or commercial liberties. John Boehner also voted for the Patriot Act. What is the best that we can hope for as a result of this 61 vote change in the House of Representatives, Michael?
Well, gridlock. This is something that our founders were fantastic on, is that they didn't want an efficient government. They wanted a government where there was all sorts of hurdles towards, pushing legislation through. So the positive thing here is that it's going to lock up Obama a bit. I mean, if anyone says that, Obamacare is unconstitutional, we're going to knock this down, he's going to veto it. So, I mean, it's not a perfect situation. But at the same time, gridlock is good. Having Democrats control the House, the Senate, or having Republicans do this, as we saw the Bush years, I mean, were disastrous, too, for spending. But if we have gridlock, that is a small step towards cutting down this enormous ballooning state in Washington. So there is a small ray of hope here.
I agree with you. You know, the progressives go crazy at the concept of gridlock. They like to measure progress by the number of laws enacted. Maybe we should measure progress by the number of freedoms undisturbed. What do you think about that one?
I do, and I think that this is going to slow this down. I don't think that we would have had a massive healthcare debacle that we have now if we had divided government. So again, that's a good thing. Freedoms are going to be impugned no matter what, because that's just what Washington does. And we have 250 years of history of this.
Right.
So if we can prevent this, if we can slow it down, that's the best that we can hope for. That the idea, and this is I think the point, and underscored the point that we were making at Reason, the idea that this is going to be a massive change change is totally wrong. And I do want to say one more thing about Tea Parties. I have been to every one of the Tea Party rallies, and I think that there are sort of seeds of interesting thought here.
Yes,
but at the same time, it is getting co-opted. I think that it has been co-opted by
it's another mainstream Republicans. It's another subject for another time. Michael, thanks very much for joining us.